Just ask Julia. She's your straight-talking, big-hearted bestie. From breakups to work drama, whatever it is, just ask Juliet.
A guy from the gym asked me out on a date, so should I go? The second she asked me the question, I'm thinking no, but I didn't say anything. And she tells me she was really kind of caught off guard that he asked her out, but also intrigued by his directness because he was like, I'd like to take you out to dinner next Friday. So she said yes, and then she called me up and said she was having second thoughts, like maybe a gut feeling she shouldn't go. So I said if it were me, I'd listen to my gut and not go, because are you prepared to switch gyms if it doesn't work out? And she's like, well, yeah, but that's not really a good logical reason. So she goes on the date, he picks her up at her house, and the conversation in the car on the way to the restaurant told her it was not going to work out. He was negative about everything she said. Then at dinner, he's making fun of her food choices and bumming pretty hard when she tells him cheesecake is actually not her favorite dessert. Other than that, he's well-mannered, but they're clearly not in sync, and he's already asked her for a second date, and now she just regrets that she didn't listen to her gut instinct. Such an important lesson for us all to experience, because listening to our intuition will never, ever, ever steer us wrong. And yet, sometimes the temptation to ignore the gut is just totally irresistible. Why do we tend to value the rationalization the brain gives us as better or smarter than what we're feeling on a body level? I'm sure you can think of an example right now where you went against a gut feeling and you later realized, man, I could have saved myself so much time, energy, aggravation, whatever, if I had just listened to myself. It's true for dating and lots of other things, like the job interview went okay, but you don't really like the office that much. The boss seems a little demanding, but they're offering you a ton of money. So you take the job. And then you find that you're stuck in an environment that feels claustrophobic with a boss who constantly wants more, and you're feeling the money isn't even worth it. Sometimes we just really want the thing to work out. So we push forward. And I wonder if it isn't because we've all done something we weren't really in the mood to do, like going out to dinner with friends when you're feeling tired and you want to stay in, and then had a good experience and we're like, oh, I'm really glad I did that. It was so much fun. But that feeling isn't the same as the strong, feel it in your core, intuitive feeling that I'm talking about. It's a feeling in your central column, maybe even in the belly, that is really hard to ignore. It's a feeling that's like, oh, I'm contracting. I'm feeling protective. Something's not quite right. That's the feeling we don't want to be dismissive about. And if it happens to you, it's okay. It's a good lesson to learn. We are a work in progress. So let's all get better at trusting ourselves more. I'm Juliet, and I thank you so much for listening. And if you've got a question for me or a dilemma that you're trying to sort out, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a note to justaskjuliet@magic.com. That's M-A-J-I-C. And feel free to ask your question in email form, or if you prefer that we get on the phone and talk it out, we can arrange to do that too.